Welcome to All Things Parking with Danny and John. This episode is brought to you by our generous sponsors, PRRS, The Parking Whisperer, Azura Technologies, and Conway Parking Corporation. You can find out more information about our generous sponsors in the show notes of this episode.
As I stated earlier, I think operators are getting, you know, some operators are trying to be more innovative, as we've discussed in some shows. But I think innovation without knowledge, that's a, you know, operators have a lot of knowledge and it goes back a lot of years. And so they have a lot of different experiences. They got a lot of, you know, and they've evolved over the years with innovation, but they're also exposed to many different operations. So they know risks, they know the best technologies. Some operators understand that they're not a technical company, so they get to pick based on their experience and the operations, the best. Welcome to All Things Parking with Danny and John, and I'm John Conway.
And I'm Danny Crane. If you want to know what is happening in the industry, meet the who's who, and learn about technology and innovations happening in parking and mobility, you're in the right place.
There's tons of things happening in the parking and mobility space on this show. We will dive into controversies. We will dive into topics and introduce technologies, the leaders, and the ideas that are shaping the future of the mobility space.
We love the parking industry and can't wait to bring you incredible conversations about all things parking. To check out our episodes, head to www.parkingtalk.com. Your parking talk starts here on All Things Parking.
And before we get started, I just wanted to give a quick disclaimer. Everything you hear on the show is Danny and my opinion, our opinions only. So I would encourage you to listen to the show, develop your own ideas and thoughts, and of course, listen at your own risk. And again, thank you for joining us, All Things Parking with Danny and John. Let's dive in. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Danny and John show, All Things Parking.
All Things Parking.
All Things Parking. Danny, what are we talking about today?
You know, we have had a lot of chatter around this. We've had a lot of requests. We're going to talk about parking innovation today. And we have completely different opinions. We have completely different insights. And so we're really excited to bring this topic to our podcast today.
Yeah. So I think what we're going to do today is we're going to, you know, obviously innovation is changing the industry. It's changing it fast. We've talked about that on a lot of different shows. And so I think what's going on right now is, you know, is innovation by itself effective in operations right now? And so what I see, or in my opinion, is innovation by itself is great. And everybody talks about, oh, you know, what are the operators' value? You know, we've discussed that in different shows. We've had opinions from a lot of different people kind of downplaying the operators' value, which I disagree with in some sort of way, because I think innovation by itself doesn't replace that knowledge that the operators bring. And some of that knowledge goes back 60, 70 years.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. And I'm really excited for this topic specifically because I would call myself a newbie to the industry, right? And you have been in the industry for a little bit. So I'm really excited.
Oh my God, Danny's new to the industry. Let's give her a round of applause. Oh wait, our crowd was a little slow here. We fed everybody in the audience and they fell asleep for a little while.
Just
hey,
little
audience,
bit.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
No, you know, a little new to the industry, and so I've, you know, where I started, and I think where the technology has, you know, risen from where I started has been actually pretty incredible. So I'm really excited to hear your side of it as well, and talk about the innovations that we the innovations in parking that we're seeing, and how it differentiates from where when you first started.
Yeah. So first and foremost, thanking the sponsors. The Parking Whisperer is on for another year, another season. I think we have Sun Signs.
Sun Signs are a new parking sponsor. Cliff, the CEO, wonderful company, wonderful CEO. I love what they're doing. Super innovative with their technology, which is actually a really great leeway into where we're going.
Azura Technologies, of course, on for a second year. Thanking our friends in the innovation and AI, bringing that into the parking industry. And PRS, 20 plus years of service enforcement and bringing that knowledge into the space. And we appreciate them. We couldn't do this. We got all this new equipment. We couldn't do that without them.
So. And great innovation within the enforcement.
A lot of great innovation.
Space.
We broke a microphone already. The innovation is so great. We broke a microphone, right? No, that's not a cheers. Don't cheers. Come on, crowd. That's not good. That costs us money. We don't want that. No,
it was a show, though, when we broke the microphone, you know.
Yeah, I think it's more like that. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
There you go. Thanks.
Okay, so, innovation is changing quickly. I don't know. I remember... I don't know, 5-6 years ago, people still weren't taking credit cards. They were afraid to take credit cards. And so
there are still a lot of operations out there that still
really
don't take credit cards. Wow. Can you believe that?
I really can't.
Really? Like, so if you pulled up, okay, this is a great question. If you pulled up, you've been in the industry for a long time. If you pulled up to an operations and they said cash only, what would be your reaction to that?
My first reaction would be somebody stealing somewhere along the way, whether they're trying to hide it from the government, whether they're trying to, they could be stealing
we're not trying to get political right now.
I'm not trying to get political. I'm just saying somebody's stealing something somewhere. That's you asked me to be, I thought.
I want your honest opinion.
Yeah. So that would be my first honest opinion.
So this is one of the things too, is when, I'm on site a lot of places and people are like, well, we still are a very heavy cash transaction operations.
Really though?
Right. Are we? Well, some I think it depends on the market. Think it depends on the market. I think where you're at, where your asset is, if it's a venue or if it's just, mixed use, whatever it is. I'm seeing a lot of answers, a lot of the answers to my question is, well, why are you cash heavy still? And the answers to my question is, well, because people say that they only have cash. And then my next question to that is, well, are you cashless inside? How are people paying inside, whether it's a venue, whatever establishment? I think after COVID, a lot of establishments stopped taking cash, right? I don't know if that's still the same thing. I don't know. I don't carry cash. I don't carry cash
at
all. So wherever I go, I pay by credit card or debit card, whatever. But I think it's an interesting scenario.
I find it interesting that, I'll sit on different, I'll be in front of different city municipal councils and different things. And people are like, oh, well, there's still people with flip phones. So, how are they going to pay? They don't pay by credit card. But when you think about it, I mean, when you go to restaurants, there's some restaurants that don't get cash. I mean, no way. They'd look at you like sideways. So how are you getting by during the day if all you have is a flip phone or, no way to pay without having a credit card? I just find it hard to believe that there's people out there that don't have a credit card, even like in 2024. So I think we hear that a lot, but I think people just like to, when it comes to parking, they like to complain about paying for parking.
In general.
Yeah. They hate paying for parking.
Do you see people trying to come in and pay for their citations via cash, or do people send you cash in the mail? I'm just
never.
super curious about when people say that they don't have credit cards or debit cards, and their only form of payment is cash.
I would say it's not even a percent. I don't even think. I mean, it's probably happened once. I can't sit here and say nobody's ever paid for their parking notice, not a citation.
Sorry, their parking
unless
notice.
Unless it's municipal. So I don't think anybody's ever paid with cash. Probably once or twice, maybe.
Okay. All right.
So when you talk about issuing 200,000 notices a month, and you have, I could probably count on one hand in 5 years that somebody paid with cash, literally.
Yeah. I mean, in my operation days, it's funny because I used to do all of our notices for some of our municipalities. And whenever I would open the, like the mail and the notices, we got a lot of cash, and I was really shocked, really surprised to see how many people, because isn't it illegal to send cash through mail?
I was just going to say, I don't think you're supposed to send cash through
right,
the mail.
Right.
But the other thing is people pay checks.
Oh, I got way more cash than I did checks.
Yeah, I've seen that dwindled because I don't think people know how to write now because of the technology. Right. Think about it. Do they even teach people how to write anymore?
I have no idea.
Do you know cursive?
Of course I do. Well, I do, but I'm from a different time, John.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm not like 10 years old.
I don't think some people know how to write in cursive and stuff like that. I don't think it's a thing.
Yeah. Well.
So checks. I mean, how do you write checks?
I don't know how to write. I don't have checks, but.
Yeah. You don't have checks?
Mm-mm.
I do.
Why? Who do you send it? Are you the person? Are you sending a check to yourself to pay for your parking notice?
there might be somebody that, you know, last minute thing.
You know.
I know what you're going to say. You're going to go, why don't you just Venmo them or Cash App?
Exactly. So we're talking innovation. Like we're talking innovation here. Like, why are you still stuck in the times with your old ass checkbook?
I don't write a lot of checks. I really don't. But I do have two checkbooks in my work bag right now as we speak. So if I had to write Seth the check, I'd be able to do it right now. Yeah, back to innovation. So, as I stated earlier, I think operators are getting, you know, some operators are trying to be more innovative as we've discussed in some shows. But I think innovation without knowledge, operators have a lot of knowledge and it goes back a lot of years. And so they have a lot of different experiences. They got a lot of, you know, and they've evolved over the years with innovation, but they're also exposed to many different operations. So they know risks, they know the best technologies. Some operators understand that they're not a technical company. So they get to pick based on their experience and the operations, the best conglomerate, you know, the best, collective group of technology
right.
together to come to have the best outcome. And I think they understand how to reduce risk for their clients.
No, I understand what you're saying and where you're coming from, but at the same time, I don't think that, I mean, we, you know, What I do now, I think being technology agnostic is huge, right? Because I don't think that there is one or two or even three technologies that do everything that we need in an operations. And so even if you're an operator and you're bringing your technology in, can it do everything that your client needs, right? From a payment standpoint, from an enforcement standpoint, from an AR, AP, any like just collectively from a tech perspective.
So I think that's slowly where our industry is evolving. There will be eventually, and I think that's what Metropolis is trying to be, is to be that one platform that can service the entire property and bring that innovation at all levels, right? And so I think the industry is trying to evolve that way to make it so.
And I think that they're trying to evolve that way, but are we doing a good job of evolving to what our clients need?
I'm one for you. I think there's a lot of people that look over the fence and they want to look at what somebody else is doing and they want to do that too. And then they find out it's not that easy. And I think that's what makes a successful business is you focus on what you're good at.
I agree. So no, I 100% agree. Focus on what you're good at.
Yeah. So if you look at a parking operation, there's a lot of complexity and there's a lot of different moving pieces to parking and transportation. So to think that you're going to apply one, I mean, this is just my opinion. If you think you're going to just apply one technology that's going to solve the problem and you can eliminate everything, you know, I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Oh, I agree.
That's what I was just going to say. I love my gate friends.
What does that mean? Who are your gate friends?
I have a lot of gate people that work at the gate companies. These are great people.
Like, are you talking like
they're innovators in themselves too? But what I'm talking about is it seems like whenever I go and I see these places that are automated with gates but no people, there's always a line of cars and there's always a gate that doesn't work or a machine that doesn't work. Like it's all the time. Honestly, I'm not just saying it because I'm, you know, happen to be involved in a gateless innovation company, but regardless of that.
If you want to talk innovation, I think gateless is where we're going. This is the future of parking. I agree with that.
So gates, what happens? So then think about this then. If we are going gateless, what happens to the companies that provide customer service through intercoms? Is there going to be a need for them?
Yeah. I don't think that because you're removing gates.
So how does that work then? Because traditionally right now, those companies kind of service garages that deal with broken equipment and they let people out.
See,
and
that's
people,
the old school way of thinking about things.
Really? Wow. I'm old school.
So. That's the old school way about thinking about things. You don't have to have...
Woo. Danny just pointed out I'm old school. Thanks, everybody.
No, like I think you can still have, I think that there should still be services in garages that provide customer service, like real life, like Parker Technology, right? You don't have to have them at the entry or exit. You can have them throughout your garage. That doesn't mean that you have to stop at the exit to interact with anybody. If you have a question, there should be a POF or, you know,
right. For people so who go, on like surface a pay on foot.
Yeah, absolutely. Like
and
that.
Maybe. I think you're onto something, Danny.
Yeah.
Have you talked to those guys? Are they going to give you a royalty?
You know, Brian, we'll talk to Brian when he's here from Parker.
Tell me about that.
We're lucky enough to be able to have Brian from Parker Technology on our podcast in the near future.
Oh, so we're going to have another podcaster in our industry.
We are.
On a podcast. And it is. And I think we're going to be on his too, right?
And it is Brian Wolf from Parker Technology from Harder.
Great guy.
Wonderful guy. Who hosts the parking podcast, Harder Than It Looks. And yeah. But I think that it would be, I don't think that we have to eliminate the customer service.
I agree.
Now that you've enlightened me a little bit. Yeah. I mean, we can have, like you can have, I still think that people, and I was talking to, someone about this earlier where I actually parked in a garage in Cherry Creek recently. And Cherry Creek North.
Yeah.
And I think it was a mix of technologies from two companies that have recently merged. And I remember driving up, there was no pay station at entry. There was a rate board. I drove into the parking garage and parked. There literally no signage. If there is anything that I've learned in my parking career that is important to guests is signage. People need to know what they're doing. They need to know what they're doing, where they're going, how things work,
right. Regardless.
And from someone who knows the industry decently well, I drove in, didn't know what I was doing, parked, saw a small sign that said pay at the pay station, went to the pay station, entered my license plate. It said license plate not found. I was like, okay. And so I was walking and it was like, pay on exit. So I didn't worry about it. Came back hours later, went to pay again. And it said license plate not found. And so it was like, I got in my car, drove to the exit, gate went up, which was really strange to me. Because being downtown Cherry Creek North for about 4 hours and not having to seem like apparently pay for parking was very interesting to me. And I right. didn't know the technology. I didn't know what was going on behind the scenes. There was nothing at the entry except for a rate sign, nothing at exit, not even like if that gate didn't go up, I wouldn't even know how to get out because there was no signage, no like help information or anything. But even when I went to pay at the pay station, there was no direction.
Right.
And so I think that I think this is not, obviously it wasn't like a gateless garage. They're acting like it's like a gateless technology or not, you know, it's not, obviously it wasn't paying on entry or exit, but I think that there is an opportunity there to still have some like Parker technology within the garage, right? If anyone has questions, you can go to this kiosk. You can go to this. You can go here. I think they should sponsor us today.
I think they should. I'm gonna send them a bill.
But like how this many like I don't know how many times it's been that you've I can only imagine like I'm in the industry and I have like parking anxiety, right? Where you're like, oh, what do I do? What if I go? What if I pull up and the gate doesn't go up? And that was my immediate thought. What if the gate doesn't go up? What am I going to do?
I think it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to
identify issues, mm-hmm. right?
Right. Well, because people are used to you know, the kind of like the old school way of gates. How do we as an industry get new and you know, and consumers, newer customers and older to kind of come into the new world of parking, where into a gateless world, right? We want to make them comfortable, but we want to give them the information that they need.
I think
that's a great opportunity to do so.
I do. I think they could absolutely provide a service that helps people, you know, let's face it, when it is gateless, yeah, people can just drive in and out and they can disappear into the sunset, but there's still, if there's an issue with a payment QR code or there's an issue with something, they're still going to run into challenges and then they're going to have a notice later on, which doesn't do anybody good.
100%.
Do anybody good because then there's going to be complaints about, oh, I got a ticket, but your equipment didn't work, or I got a ticket, but I didn't know how to pay, or I got a ticket and there wasn't, a notice. The signage wasn't absolutely good. So all these things can help identify so you don't issue a bunch of erroneous notices through the technology. So I think you bring up a good point.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm from the industry.
You're an innovator.
And I still didn't know. And so I'm like, am I expecting a notice in the mail? Absolutely. Will I appeal it? Absolutely. But
Why would you appeal it if you were, because what if you were wrong and you just didn't want to pay?
I mean, if a technology doesn't work, how do they expect me to?
So I did that recently. I got a notice somewhere.
Oh,
I won't say where.
I'm so could have
been a ticket
this.
Too, so I'll throw that out
so
there.
So you got a notice somewhere. You
could have been a ticket.
Okay.
So anybody who knows me, I purposely am non-compliant because I want to see how efficient people are.
Were you compliant this time and you still got a notice?
I was not compliant.
Okay.
Purposeful.
Okay.
Got a notice or a ticket and I appealed it and it was waived right away.
This episode of the All Things Parking podcast with Danny and John is brought to you by PRRS, the leading provider of parking data analytics. PRRS offers a fully customizable, automated 24/7 parking lot monitoring solution compatible with any facility in operation. Data collected by cameras placed on your property can be uploaded directly into an artificial intelligence-aided interface called parkingcompliance.ai. The interface assembles quantitative reports on parker behaviors, trends, and peak hours. You can access parkingcompliance.ai on your smartphone and have live parking data at your fingertips anytime. To find out more, visit parkingprrs.com. That's parkingprrs.com. PRRS, a new standard in compliance. This episode of All Things Parking with Danny and John is brought to you by The Parking Whisperer. The Parking Whisperer is a unique operational consultant for the parking industry that finds areas of improvement in existing or planned operations. They happily work without operators or with operators in all kinds of technology, specializing in improving net revenue and customer service scores. Their average net improvement to your bottom line is 21%. The best thing, their consulting fee is recovered on average in 90 days. Their CEO, John Oglesby, leads every project, large or small. The first hour is always complimentary, and if you want to see a 21% boost to your bottom line, or you just need help with your technology or other parking operational needs, look no further than our friends, The Parking Whisperer, at parkingwhisperer.com. That's parkingwhisperer.com. This episode of All Things Parking with Danny and John is brought to you by Azura Technologies. Azura Technologies is a new generation ALPR and video analytics company that uses algorithms that analyze and provide information derived from videos. Azura has created easy-to-integrate camera-agnostic data collection systems using LPR and video analytics-based vehicle recognition technology for the parking and traffic management industries, as well as the fields of general security and surveillance. Head to AzuraTechnologies.com for more information.
So, to me, that's...
And to be clear...
That's not that efficient.
I mean, you can say that this was not from your own company.
It was not. Okay. And I just... Because I was I just simply typed, you know, I paid. That was it. I didn't get asked for a receipt. I didn't get asked for anything.
Yeah.
I just, boom, gone.
Yeah.
So that's,
they didn't even, yeah, they didn't check. They didn't do their due diligence.
They didn't do anything. So to me, that tells me that somebody is just, or something is just getting this stuff off the radar screen. That's not a way to, I mean, that's somebody's revenue.
I agree.
How many times a day is that happening?
Oh, often.
Yeah.
I mean, very often.
Yeah. So,
and you didn't even pay. That's the thing. Is that?
And like, I'll just disclose a little bit more. It's not like I was a one-time person. So normally I could see, hey, it's a one-time courtesy. You got one. Here's how it works. We're good to go. No,
they didn't run your plate. They didn't ask for your license plate.
I'm a multiple offender.
Well, I'm a multiple offender of a. Yes, I have a lot of outstanding parking notices.
It took me literally about less than 30 seconds effort. Got back to my desk, got on this website, and just said I paid. And that was it. And then literally within several minutes, I got a response saying it's a one-time courtesy. Well, what about the other 20 that I didn't appeal? It's interesting.
Yeah, huh? No, that is very interesting. Very interesting. So with that, where do you think that
So when somebody tells you, oh, I'm going to give you a better percentage, is that better percentage of revenue to you? Let's say you own that property. Is it worth it if the operation's like that?
No.
No. You're going to make more money with somebody who's got it all buttoned up, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. We know who's buttoned up, John. We know who's buttoned up. We know who's
no,
not.
No, I don't. I'm not self-promoting. There's a few people.
No, I know.
There's a few people that are buttoned up, but yeah. There's also a handful of people who are not. So
yeah. Well, it is interesting. I'm a lot like you, where I go to different markets and I test out the technologies, right? Like, that's a part of my job, is finding what is going to work, what works, what doesn't work, and what is going to work in different environments.
Right.
And I do. So I'm very much like that. And it's funny because a lot of the time I travel a lot by myself. I travel a lot with friends. But I'm always the one that's like, no, we're going to pay to park. And I have a few girlfriends in particular who are like, we're going to look for free parking. And I'm like, the hell you are. We're going to go and we're going to pay. We're going to get the closest spot. And it's going to be a whole experience, because that is my research. Right. And like what other markets are doing, and the technology and the solution. How easy is it? How is it, can I get out of my car? Can I pay in 5 to 10 to 15 to 20, 30 seconds? How long is it going to take me? Where, like, what's the closest spot? Like, I always offer cash, which is really funny. On it, in a non-cashless operations, I always offer cash.
Right.
And I'm like, can I get, what is it going to cost for me to park VIP? And they're like, oh, well, we don't have VIP. And I'm like, if I give you cash, like, we're cashless. And then it just, like, I always test the waters.
I do too. So yeah. Around here, you know, they'll be like, oh, we have a new website for payments and notices. So I'll go get one and then I'll pay and I'll go through the whole experience because I want to see.
Well,
I don't know how many
times.
How else
are you going to learn?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and you also want to make sure everything works.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of like, you know, you're doing a podcast and you got all new equipment and you want to make sure that everything's videoing.
You're not breaking
shit.
You
got to make sure everything works.
You want to make sure everything works.
Right, Seth? No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so what do you think? I mean, like, I kind of know my answer already, but what do you think is going to be the biggest innovation? Actually, let me backtrack. What has been the biggest innovation since you started to now? What is, besides like AI, but what has been the biggest innovation today that you've seen come to fruition?
So, you know, I don't think AI has even touched or made an impact on our industry yet, because obviously there's still people talking about how it hasn't even hit our industry yet, which, you know, so I don't think it's made a huge impact, because right now there's a lot of confusion with license plate recognition versus AI versus a bunch of other technologies.
So can you break it down for our listeners what it is so that they understand the difference between AI and license plate recognition, aka LPR?
Sure, but before, I'll answer your first question. So I think the biggest thing that has changed the industry innovation-wise was honestly pay stations, like the T2 machine or the whatever machine. I mean, we had meter boxes up until, geez, I mean, that's people folding up cash. There was no way to take credit card. People didn't take credit card. It's interesting because we've all of a sudden accelerated our industry with innovation, but it took so long to get there. So I think just having a pay station, be able to go out there and give customers receipts, insert a credit card as a method of payment, and get a receipt back, that had the biggest impact on our industry to date. And
right.
So what's
like
going to be
the honor box, like the honor, like that was like the first gateless system, right?
Yeah,
like
it was the honor box. Surface lots.
Right. You don't see this in garages. And then you saw that the honor box go from honor box to pay stations.
Right. And then you saw garages, you know, some people put pay stations where there were cashiers.
Right.
So I think the pay station has made the biggest impact in our industry in the last 25 years. And the real question is, what is coming that's going to make the next big impact where, you know, when I'm sitting here looking at you and I'm retired and you're still working and I'm...
And you're just still podcasting?
Yeah, I'm just podcasting. I'm like, holy shit, back in the day, Danny, we had pay stations.
I'm still asking you the same questions.
You guys are going to have something else. So, you know, so I think we're on a cusp right now with QR code technology and the camera stuff. But I think it's going to get even more dialed in. I don't think we've already seen the app thing. I mean, that was here and gone like quick.
Right.
Nobody wants to download an app payment and sign up. So you're seeing that. And I think you're going to see, forget the QR code. I don't need a Q. I don't want a QR code. I don't want to scan anything. I want to just drive in and have it start and stop, you know? And then, you know, I want to be able to, and as a company, I'm going to be able to say, Danny walked over here and John walked over there, right? And how does pricing, evolve once we start understanding
consumer behavior.
Once we start tying in all the behavior. I know Danny goes to the bar and drinks 8 drinks.
Which I don't.
And never FYI, drives home. And she's responsible and takes an Uber. So I'm going to, you know, she gets charged. I know this person is only going to stay for an hour, you know. So, and the lot is occupied at 90%. So, I mean, who knows where this is going to go. But I think we're going to be, I think we're going to be looking back going, I can't believe I scanned a QR code with a cell phone camera. Like, that's going to be so yesterday.
Or I can't believe I used to put money in an honor box that...
This is going way back, so I can talk about it. But Manitou Springs, back in the day when that converted to paid parking, we represented the town, right? And so we worked for the town. And when the town implemented paid parking, I mean, I had to tell my old boss... Like, we're not wearing suits to the city council meeting.
No.
Like, we're the people from Chicago. Like, literally, people screaming out, going, the Chicago people coming in here, taking our money and bringing it back to Chicago. I mean, we were the enemies. And, you know, how do you tell certain businesses that it's not the paid parking that is the reason your business is failing? Like, it's your business model. And that's a pretty hard, you know, I'm not going to get up and say that in a city council meeting. You'd probably like to. If you're selling beads out of a brick and mortar store in Manitou Springs, paying rent every month, you're in 2020 or 2019, 2017, even going back to 2010, you probably should think about getting out of business and go and do something else.
Well, I mean,
right?
I mean, I think that there are a lot of different things that kind of, especially in small mountain towns, right, that are important to businesses, and a lot of them don't realize is that you only have so much space, right? You only have so much space to accommodate not only your guests, but your employees and your residents. And there's not a lot to expand to, and how to manage that is where the professionals come in. And it's not about revenue. It's not about making a ton of revenue, but it's really about accommodating. It's about trying to accommodate every different parker,
right?
You know, and we want to build businesses. We want to make sure that customers can get to their destination.
You know, if I had to give them advice, I'd just say, look, you know, I'm going to give you 10 minutes of free advice. Here's a glass of champagne out of a paper cup. You know, go build an awesome website. Do a little SEO.
Oh my God.
Marketing.
Did you just say this was like
10 years, 15 years ago.
Oh, so
do a little SEO marketing, put all your inventory in your garage and start selling off the online. Like, don't have a brick and mortar store with beads.
But it doesn't matter about the business. Like, it literally, to me, okay, so this is great because
it does matter.
No,
because
it doesn't matter about
that business blamed paid parking on the failure of the business when paid parking had nothing to do with it. Seriously.
To take it one step further,
without paid parking, the businesses that were successful and did have a good business model, they were struggling because of the chaos, which is why paid parking was a need in Manitou Springs. The coffee shop guy loved it. The marijuana store loved it. Bars loved it.
I will say that, like, to kind of take a spin on that, it should be called managed parking versus paid parking.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, managed versus paid, right?
Wow, you always have a way of...
Oh, thank you.
I like that. Wow. Hey, let's give her a round of applause. Okay, quiet down, everybody.
It should be called managed parking versus paid parking for a lot of different reasons, because we're trying to manage a problem. We're trying to manage an issue.
What problem,
right?
Are you trying to manage?
The capacity. There's not enough.
The demand versus
the demand versus, like, and the capacity, right? We don't, a lot of And we're talking about when we say mountain towns, we're talking about because John and I are both based out of Colorado, out of Denver. And so we've both done work in some.
It's not just Colorado. There's other mountain towns.
No, I know. But I'm saying like our experience, my experience has been in Colorado. And we see a lot of very, very, very high demand with a lot of, with not a lot of capacity. And so we go to calling it managed because and having to implement a fee in small mountain towns specifically because if you don't manage it, it will be abused.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and it will be abused. And that's the thing, is that like whatever it is you find that whatever story you're talking about. Okay, I get it. They probably blame this on the managed or paid parking program that you want to call it, because nobody could get to their store. Maybe they didn't want to come after the people. Who knows why? But it's not about the paid parking program or the managed program is why they went out of business. And a lot of people will blame a lot of their business issues on a managed parking program when it actually does the municipality and not just the municipality, but the residents and the business owners, it does them so well.
It actually provides cover for the ailing business that's in trouble because without a paid parking program, you have all the successful businesses, you have all their employees, which are probably bars and restaurants. Let's face it. They're packing up the parking all day on street. Yeah. So you got that. And so there's nowhere to park. And so I don't have a space and it's chaos. I'm not stopping anywhere in that town.
Oh, absolutely.
Although there are businesses that I don't care. I'll drive around for 20 minutes until I find a spot because I'm going there.
And I won't.
That was Maggie's Farm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The pot shop. You know, those people are going to, they'll walk a mile back then for that store. So,
well, you know,
they could have cared less whether there was paid parking, no parking, whatever. People would have parachuted in from.
I'm different because I'm like, if I can't find parking, I'm not.
I agree.
Stopping.
Most people don't understand that.
And one of the reasons why you want to, a managed parking program is essential to smaller towns is because you don't, you want to make sure that you're giving back to your to wrap my entire point up. You want to make sure that your customers have a place to park, and your employees, although your employees obviously are the heart of your business and they help you run your business, they're not taking your parking spots out front because right. They should be reserved for the paying customers, which essentially you got to turn tables. You want to make money. You got to turn tables. You got to get people in. If there's not a place to park, you're not going to get anybody in. You're not going to make money.
Absolutely. So, I don't know if we've done this, but since it's the beginning of the season, like what are your goals for 2024, Danny?
Oh, like personal goals, career goals. We can talk about it all.
So just, I don't know.
And maybe, it's funny because I think I probably mentioned this. I don't know if we talked about this in season one, but I'm really trying to get better with my time management.
Oh.
It's big. Personally, professionally, actually professionally, I'm decent with it. My time management is something that I am really trying to work on. And I'm really, it's kind of it's a new year. It's a new me. I'm like,
what's new about you?
Well, I am like, this is the first year that I've been by myself in probably 15 years.
Oh, wow. That's very new.
Yeah. So,
time to kind of be by yourself, which is a huge adjustment. So now you feel like you're in the new year and it's like, here I go. I'm kind of a little bit acclimated to it, and you're feeling pretty good.
No, I'm not acclimated by any means to it. No, I'm really, I'm trying to find new light, new space in my personal and professional life. So
right.
I'm really excited about that.
So that's good.
Yeah. What about you?
What are my goals? I started walking.
You did mention that
today.
Like
an hour in the morning. And so, that was one of my goals, and I keep doing it. Although the snow and the travel the last week and a half. Like, I can feel it when I'm not walking. So that was one of my goals, just to be a little bit more healthy.
More active, more healthy.
Yeah. Gone skiing a couple times.
Okay. Where do you
trying go? Went to Vail, you know. Trying to, you know, maybe slim down the 20 beers to, what do you think, Seth? Eight? Seven or eight? I think that's a good, what do you think, Danny?
Hey, I think if I think whatever you think is appropriate is what's
I'm
appropriate.
Kidding. I really don't drink 20 beers every time I drink.
No,
so.
No. We get to have.
We like to have fun. Though.
Yeah, we like to have fun when we're recording. So that's a lot of.
One of the goals is to make to try to build this show and the listeners as we did last year, and hopefully provide people with some entertainment. And maybe just maybe by accident, somebody might go, that's a good idea, or I've learned something. I'm going to use that.
You know, it's funny because this is we're coming up on our year where we talked about this. And it's crazy to think that we are in season two of the crazy idea that we had a year ago to do this. And so...
That was a View House moment.
No, we talked about it.
That was at the expo.
It was at the expo. Yeah. And we were like, oh.
And then I remembered.
Like, it would be so funny. You guys should have a podcast. And we were like, we looked at each other and we were like, holy shit, we should probably have a podcast.
And I think I saw Seth in there doing one. Yeah, and I got his card. Mm-hmm. And then it was all downhill from there.
I mean, let's be honest. It's been uphill. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you have a neon sign.
We do. We have a neon sign. And I can, you know, that can be any color we want it to, but it matches our green. So
it's been very exciting. It's been, I mean, we're seeing.
Yeah.
Season
you
two.
Know,
here we go.
I think I'm pretty happy about where we're at. So I'm having a lot of fun, Danny. And I hope everybody out there is having fun too. Go to www.parkingtalk.com and you can listen to or on any of the
you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple, any YouTube, any of the online platforms. We would love to hear your thoughts. Please give us a rating. We would also love to hear if you have any opinions about what you would like for any topics that you would like to hear. Please let us know.
Yeah. Like any ideas, info@parkingtalk.com. Send us an email.
We would love to hear from you.
Yeah. And if you're thinking about sponsoring, send us an email. We've got about 15,000 followers right now. So, we'll bring you some business.
Parkingtalk.com.
And then of course, thank you, Parking Whisper. Thank you, PRS.
Thank you,
Azura.
Sun Signs.
Couldn't do this show without you.
We appreciate you all. And thank you to all of our listeners. We appreciate you, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you.